Sybil.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
And when I was a little girl in Chicago, Martin Luther King said to me,
"Hey, wait a minute."
On my way to school.
When I grew up on the south side of Chicago.
When I grew up in the south side of Chicago.
Wait a minute.
That's another hashtag, Jay.
Hold up. Now, wait a minute, Hold on.
Mrs. Trump. Wait a minute.
Hold on. Miss Trump.
So that was the conversation last night into this morning.
Oh, my God.
The next first lady. That's how she was introduced.
Okay.
Ripped off a speech from the current first lady from 2008.
She's like I used to say about a lot of comedians, they write jokes with a VCR.
That is the truth.
She wrote that with a VCR.
She just lifted the lines.
Word for word.
Well, obviously, she didn't write the speech.
Right.
She says that she tried to do as much as she could.
She said with a little bit of help. And,
but what she did take from Mrs. Obama just made social media go crazy. Last night.
When I was a little girl growing up on the south side of Chicago.
She all but said that.
And Dr. Martin Luther King said to me, when I was with Harriet Tubman, wait a minute, hold on.
In the Underground Railroad.
So, but does it make them look stupid? I guess it does.
It does not make them look very bright. No, it doesn't, Jay. The crazy thing is, for all of the heat and all of the hatred and all of the venom that spewed against the Obamas, to take words from Mrs. Obama,
and
appropriate them as your own, makes it seem like so they're really not so bad after all.
If her words are good enough
for your wife, then obviously some of these other things aren't so bad, huh?
But here's the thing I was thinking about, because I didn't hear about Thailand, Sybil. Is it her fault? Because it's almost like nobody listened to her. Nobody listened to Ivana. Is it Ivana? Or
no, it's
Melania.
Melania.
They wouldn't listen. I'm sure she tried to, you know, go over her speech with other people. And they're like, okay.
They wrote the speech. They said, here. And then she practiced it. And had Donald sit there or whoever she could get to listen to the speech.
Did the speech writer write for Mrs. Obama?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I really doubt it.
I think they just lifted stuff, like Sybil said.
They just said nobody's going to remember from 2008 Michelle Obama's speech, and it's certainly not the people that are going to be watching.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that it just blew up. And it wasn't so much about, you know, making America safer. It was making Americans not plagiarize.
Well, it's funny. I tell you that.
It's hilarious.
She says she wrote the speech with a little help from,
Little help from Michelle Obama. She didn't say
she's
that.
Responded already?
Yeah. Well, this was they asked her before the speech.
Was she nervous?
Who wrote your speech? You know, who helped you with your speech, and were you nervous about it? As Jay said,
she said she wrote it. You know,
and what has she said since she's given the speech? She hasn't said anything yet.
They ain't letting her ass talk. No, she don't know.
That was the last we heard of Melania.
No, that's the last time we heard of her, man.
And my daughters, Sasha and Malia. What?
And the Twitterverse has just gone crazy because it's, you know, hashtag, you know, Melania Trump speech. And, you know, people are going, you told Harpo to beat me, you know, and stuff like that.
Only thing left from that is, and I'm telling you.
Exactly.
It was going to be boring, but that kicked it off.
That kept it up. But early in the day, it's not been right for the Republicans since this thing started. It's been going bad. A lot of stuff's been happening there, man. The white elevators, they had that.
Who put that sign up?
Some genius.
They thought they thought they would color code different things, like red would be to this way and blue would be
because but, the Quicken Loan Center is so big, and they said that they were trying to help people who were getting through the campus of the.
So what does white only mean?
All the elevators were white.
So yeah, they're painted. You follow the white sign to go to the elevators. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not white and on. Not white
not,
people.
Not
only.
White people. No, because that would have been everybody's elevators. You know,
but it didn't look right
for the very few that they had.
And then Denver walked out.
It had red and blue, and a part of the white elevators. And they said that nobody ever realized why the white elevators might have some sort of throwback to white only bathrooms and water fountains. Nobody had that historical.
They had
perception.
Black stairs.
Didn't have anything black.
White elevators.
No, just the white elevators.
All right.
Yep.
Well, and he's going to blame the media. Watch, Sybil. Watch, y'all. He's going to blame the media. It's the media's fault.
Okay, so Roland comes up next hour.
And Roland is in.
It's in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Roland is in. I know Roland picked up on it real quick. Yeah.
And the police chief from Minnesota, the black police chief from Minnesota, I saw in the news he made a speech.
I did not
the
see
sheriff.
The sheriff.
Yeah, the sheriff. Yeah.
The Minnesota sheriff.
What he said about was it Black Lives Matter?
Black Lives Matter. Right. It's created anarchy.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can always get somebody to coon dance. You know that, don't you?
And I'm looking at Rudy Giuliani with the sound down. And he looks like a crazy man.
Well, you know what? He probably had the most powerful speech, and they were wondering who he was talking about because he really came out, you know, storming about all of this. And so this is. That was a big speech last night, and then a mother of one of the men killed in Benghazi, who just flat out said everything was Hillary Clinton's fault.
Yeah. But ain't nobody talking about that. We're talking about.
We're talking about Mrs. Trump.
We're talking about Mrs.
Yeah,
Trump.
that was quite emotional. And
okay,
then,
so I'm looking. Again, I got the TV on and the sound down. Did Trump come on like a WWE wrestler?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it right now.
He came on.
And which is unusual because you usually don't see the nominee till the night before.
But he couldn't stand not getting none of that fanfare. That's what it was.
Obviously. Yeah.
But coming on like the WWE wrestler.
Oh, yeah, he came up, man. One thing missing was, did they have smoke? Because I heard they had smoke. Okay.
Well. Like a WWE wrestler.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the first night, and then as you go through the rest of the week, the other Trumps are going to be sprinkled in with the final. All of his kids are going to have, I think with the exception of the youngest one, have a chance to talk and speak.
But you won't see.
It'll just be interesting to see, you know, whose speeches they lift from.
Yeah.
Since plagiarism seems to run in the family. You know, to see what happens.
Yeah, so Roland is coming up next hour with his report from the Republican convention. But coming up next on the TJMS.